It's on you whenever you're ready.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mine. Hey guys, welcome back and thank you for joining us for another episode of Ask with Dead and Hip Hop. I'm your host, Sophie, and here I am sitting with the guys, Ken.
So,
what's up, Bebo? And BZ430.
What up, though?
All right. Before I jump into the question, I'm going to go ahead and ask you guys, how was your week? Just tell us a little bit about what's been going on with you guys.
Mm-hmm. How was your week, man?
It was straight, man. Nothing, not a lot really happening. Cool. You know, this week. I just kind of recovering from a cold I had last week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was a little rough, but it's all good. Y'all go check out the show we did with 12 Kyle two weeks ago, right?
No, it was last week.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll check it out. Yeah. Check out the show we did with 12 Kyle. We were live on there and had some great dialogue about hip hop and all kind of other crazy stuff. So check that out. But yeah, that's it.
Awesome. People, you got anything going on?
Yeah, man. You know, we have the joint mixtape. It's a live mixtape event that we're going to be doing at Salem Psalm Studio October 8th through the 12th. We're going to get a lot of the behind-the-scenes footage. We're going to get in studio performances. We're going to be live streaming. You know, so it's just going to be an event. It's not just a mixtape. It's more than a mixtape brought to you by Dead and Hip Hop.
My week was good.
That's great.
Learned how to shoot a gun yesterday.
Oh yeah, we saw that.
The first time killing motherfuckers, boy.
What was you shooting? You
was know, it hard?
I shot every goddamn thing, boy. I'm for real.
This is your first time.
You want to shoot with no one hand?
You shoot a shotgun?
Yeah, I shot two shotguns. A shotgun with one hand.
Desperado.
Like a fucking army of darkness and shit. No, I shot a couple handguns, some revolvers. I shot a semi-automatic.
Great.
I saw a machine gun.
Oh shit, man, getting this gangsta on.
Bitch, I was like, bitch. You said, bitch. I'm going to do it all. Killing the motherfuckers, man.
A3C, October 11th, Saturday at 2 o'clock.
At the Crown Plaza.
At the Crown Plaza, Saturday, 11 o'clock.
Damn.
At the Crown Plaza, Saturday, the 11th at 2 o'clock. Awesome. We are doing. I was on a roll!
Oh, you're fine, keep going. I'm cheering you on.
Wait, where did I start?
We're doing a panel, and we're gonna be there, so you should definitely come check us out.
Who's hosting?
I'm gonna be hosting that, so.
Right.
Yeah, my week was fine. I had took my aunt to see No Good Deed. She's been wanting to see that movie since she saw the preview, so I told her I was gonna take her to go see it.
Wait, who was that by?
I saw him. No Good Deed with Taraji Henson and
Oh!
Yeah. You took who to see it?
His auntie.
Yeah,
she wanted to go
his
see it.
Family man.
Did you like it?
Huh?
Did you like it?
Yeah, well, okay. She loved it, though.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
She saw it, but it beat women up.
She loved it. But yeah, my aunt's funny, though. She is hilarious. So we had a good time.
That's good. So we have a question here from Jacob Green, and he wants to know, hey, I was wondering what the crew's thoughts were on the buzz surrounding Bobby Shmurda and the Smutty Dance. Do you see Shmurda as another fad like Trinidad James, or do you see him staying around a bit longer?
Yeah, it's a fad, you know.
Do you like the song?
You don't like the song?
Oh, wow.
I haven't even heard it.
I haven't heard
what?
It.
You ever heard Hot Nigga?
You probably have.
You just saw it.
You have to have heard it.
Slipping, FIFO. You missing out, man.
I don't even know how you heard it. I don't know the lyrics.
Shut your old ass up. You know damn well you ain't over there jamming no Hot Nigga. What are you like? You have to talk about you. You got that look. You got that look. You lying. You lying.
No, I haven't even heard it.
I watched the whole video.
But I think, you know, I think it's a fact. I think he's a trend. I don't think that, you know, he's going to last. But, you know, let's see the rest of the music that he makes. It's only one song. We can't really judge people's careers or what they should be or could be off of one song.
True.
I'm not going to pigeonhole him after one song. I want to hear more.
True.
Even though I haven't even heard the one.
The first, yeah, okay.
But you know, typically guys like that are fads. You know, they come and go. But the one hit wonder has been around for forever, so. It's cool, you know, make your money, man.
We talk about the dance more than him.
Have you heard the song?
Yeah, okay. I heard the song and everything, but still, the dance, the actual dance is what people talk about the most. They don't talk about him you know, making good music or being a good artist.
No, it started off as the dance, but now people are bumping the music, like taking the track, the instrumental.
We focusing on, just like Trinidad James, we focus on the video more than the music. This dance is talked about more than the music, so I think it is.
I don't agree with that. It started off as the dance. Uh-oh, it started off as they were talking about the dance, but people actually like the song now.
I don't see it.
I think it's almost too early to tell. I think if we look at Trinidad James, you can almost pass judgment and say, yeah, he's probably not going to be around because Trinidad broke because of a video that the funny guy dressing with the little puppy. People were talking about the video. Same thing with Bobby Shmurda, the Shmoney dance. And everybody was talking about that. And then all of a sudden, you see Raekwon, you know, bringing him out on shows and all kind of other people just bringing this guy along with them. And they just attached themselves to Bobby Shmurda. And I think it's really going to, so for me, it's like, you know, like I said on the show, it depends on the music. What do you do from here? Can you duplicate that same type of attention that you've done before? Because the next time, there won't be a Shmoney dance to rely on you know, people listening to you. But now you do have people listening to you. So you got to be like, can you learn from what Trinidad James did? You know, he wasn't able to follow up the success of his hit single. So can you follow up the success of your hit single?
Name me one artist that has had like a big song like that initially and then followed that up and has a career.
Soulja Boy.
He still has a
damn shit, y'all.
Damn. How you feel about Bobby Shmurda?
I mean, the dance is cool.
You knew the words.
Yeah, it's catchy.
Right. So you think it's catchy?
Yeah.
And that's probably what he's going for. So he's.
I agree.
What's wrong with liking the song?
So yeah, it's not wrong with liking that song.
I don't know. Shame, man. She can't get away from it.
What do you mean?
So you think he's gonna last? You think Bobby Shmurda gonna last?
I mean, I don't know. I've only heard one song. Like I don't know his catalog.
He doesn't have.
So he only has one song.
Well, you don't know that.
For as we know, he's only had that one.
That mixtape. Something, but that's like a compilation of all of them.
All of them, yeah.
So yeah, I don't know if he has another song on that, but his whole crew.
It's like I like the song, but I don't think I'm gonna like it for long. Like it's not something that you're gonna like. You don't play it all the way through if you're by yourself sitting in your room. Like
can
it's
you
not.
Do Shmoney dance?
There's only one verse.
It's only really? One verse.
Yeah, that's one
long verse.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
People just wait for the.
People just wait for the hat drum and then.
Yeah.
That's it.
I ain't gonna lie, when I first saw that, that was hilarious to me, man. I couldn't stop watching it.
What?
Just the like, Shmoney dance.
Why? Like,
where the hat go?
Yeah, where did the hat go? He just threw the hat up and the hat never fell down.
He threw the hat up in the air and he was doing that weird thing with his butt.
And don't give me the, ooh, what are you looking at his butt?
Because the camera was fucking focusing on his neck
what
down.
Was what was he doing?
I'm not doing that shit. You, why are you trying to shake my ass on camera, B?
You know the way you were like, he did some type of
he booty. Did. He did. That's the when y'all showed it to me, I was like, I don't get it. Why is he doing that?
Like, that's what
that's what's in the streets right now. I don't understand. Like,
it's more of the arms, though, I think.
Yeah, because he's kind of hugging
himself. All I saw was this, and his head shaking. I was like, I don't get it.
He had some
swerving.
He did.
You know,
but.
I gotta watch the video.
People don't want
to admit it. Yeah, you
gotta watch it. That's funny.
That just doesn't seem very, I don't know.
What, man?
I think that whole
No, I'm not even like that. It just doesn't seem like a very, like, good.
I see what you're saying, Mike.
Because I think, I'm pretty sure they'll correct me if I'm wrong, but there's another guy.
Huh? Old head shit.
No. But there's another guy in the crew that had that song, the Shmoney Dance, and that song didn't really pop. But what happened was Bobby Shmurda actually did the dance the way he did it in his video, Top Nigga, and that's what popped this whole thing off. So the Shmoney Dance is kind of like a thing that whole group does or something that they invented, and I guess they have this kind of this odd way of dancing. Within that whole collective.
That don't help me understand why the fuck they doing it.
That didn't shed no light on anything. Well, no, hold on.
We still in the dark, kid.
No, because it's a crew thing. It's a bunch of guys getting together. It's probably something that they came up with that they do. So why are they doing it? I don't know. But
that's all.
I mean,
that's all I want to know.
But I mean, can we really, you know, look at a crew and say, hey, you know, why are you doing this, that, and the other? That's just something that they have, you know, among themselves.
I don't know anything about Bobby Shmurda. The only thing I know is what you guys told me. I ain't fucking researched this guy. I ain't Googled him, whatever. But I thought these were hood dudes. And I'm not saying that all hood dudes have to act a certain way, but the hood dudes we know, I can't see them doing that.
I mean, they look like kids.
They look like hood kids. Much,
you know,
it's just the dance was just weird to me. That's all. I mean, that's it.
Did we answer the question?
I mean, for the most part.
Okay, great. So I'm gonna go ahead and close it out. Do we have any last announcements?
No.
I mean, you can announce that panel one more time. You
know? Yeah, it's our panel on October the 11th, Saturday at 2 p.m. in the Crown Plaza Hotel.
At the Crown Plaza, yeah.
Awesome.
Good job.
I know.
Thanks. Way better than me. So that's why you should have done it in the first place.
Well, you know what? Sometimes.
Can you do a shmoney dance though? You say you can do it, right?
I'm gonna go ahead and close out.
Yeah.
Right.
Can you do the shmoney dance?
Okay, thank you, Jacob Green, for your question. Don't forget to send the rest of your questions to ask@deadandhiphop.com or our Twitter, ask DEHH. So until next time, see you guys later. Bye.